My next guest here at the Broome Village is Shane Jackson, a most enthusiastic and most energetic community nutrition instructor at Michigan State University Extension's Genesee County office. And before we start, Shane, let me congratulate you on your Fox 66's Golden Apple Award, which you just got, to an exceptional Mid-Michigan K-12 teacher for exceptional work that you've been doing in teaching these Flint kids about nutrition. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Shane, tell us a little bit. You are so passionate about the students and the kids. Call them your kids.
My babies.
Your babies. You are also very passionate about, I gather, everything that you do. Tell us about your nutrition program. What are your goals, and what are you trying to do with the kids?
Okay, so I'm a busy bee. I run several programs from Show Me Nutrition to Teen Cuisine, Eat Healthy, Be Active, Healthy Food, Healthy Families. So a lot of my programs are built around youth, but it also is built around parents as well as adults as well as returned citizens. So I'm very, very busy. So I'm just here basically educating everybody on how important it is to eat healthy, because when you eat healthy, you feel healthy.
Now, you get very excited when you talk about the different things that the kids do when you're here and the things that you do with them. But one thing you said that really struck me, you said that the young people, when they come to the village here, feel safe.
This is like they come here and it's like a family. Sometimes a lot of kids are not getting hugs or affection at home, and this is the only place that they get it, so you embrace them when you see them. A lot of kids are kind of standoffish because they've never received that kind of attention or affection before, and then weeks later you see them transition into this different person, and I think it has a lot to do with nutrition, because nutrition does control mood. I introduce them to certain things they've never had before, never saw before. And they actually start to share this information inside the household with their parents. So now I have parents waiting around the classes like, I need to meet this person and who she is. And where did you just give my baby? Because they keep talking about it and I don't know what it is.
You said, an article I read about you recently on the Golden Apple Award, you said that there was a criminal justice class that really opened your eyes to the link between nutrition and behavior and leadership.
Yes. So I took a road down my education career. I was struck on being a nurse. I just wanted to save the world and heal people. And so I was one class away from getting my bachelor's, and I had already did my clinicals. And I took a criminal justice class, and my whole world changed. I started to see the correlation between behavior and nutrition and why people committed the crimes that they committed. And now I went full throttle into actually pursuing my education in criminal justice. So I ended up getting, you know, my bachelor's and master's in criminal justice, and now I'm entertaining the idea of getting my PhD, tying the two together. Why people commit the crime they do. Are they hungry, or they're not eating properly? Do you have a deficiency? So there is a direct correlation between nutrition and actually behavior.
Talk a little bit so our listeners can understand. Give us an example or two of the kind of things that you do with the kids that, I mean, they're so exciting and very creative.
So I use an idea from an activity we did yesterday. I brought in a strawberry. So I had the kids pass the strawberry around the room. I wanted them to touch it. I wanted them to actually, you know, play with it, look at it, you know, catch details about the strawberry. What was unique about it? Tell me something that you noticed that you didn't notice before. So as the strawberry got around the room, and it was 30 students, and so they started giving out, oh, it was red. Oh, it had leaves. And so I said, you don't notice anything else special about it? And it's like, no. And I said, you didn't notice that the seeds were on the outside and not the inside? And it's like close to 200 little bitty seeds that's actually lined to a strawberry. And so all the kids was like, no. And so one of the kids spoke out and was like, we just ate this. Is the seed growing inside of me? And so I was like, no. And it's like, well, I have water in my body, so that means it's going to grow. And I said, no, it's not going to grow inside your body. These seeds will not grow in a body. But you do have the strawberry, do have seeds on the outside of the seed. And so our next example was actually a dragon fruit. And so I blindfolded a child, and I had him feel it, and I had him smell it. And all of the students had to give him clues on what it could possibly be, as far as what the color was, what did it look like to them, for them to be able to guess it. But I wanted them to be more in touch with their sensory. I wanted them to also be able to be in touch with smell, but I also wanted them to be in touch with just being using motor skills as well. So we were tying all this together with just nutrition. And so one was like, I said, well, I'm going to take the blindfold off because you can't guess what it is. And he was like, well, my mom told me not to never give up. And I'm like, well, sweetheart, we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to reveal the fruit to you. So he takes it off and he looks, and he did know it was a dragon fruit, but he couldn't figure out what it was through the touch. And so the kids were like so fascinated that everybody wanted to be blindfolded and figure out what the certain fruit and veggie was. But our lesson was about fruits and what they do for your body. So we wanted to introduce strawberries because that was in the red family, because we talk about the color of the rainbows, which is very, very important for your heart. And so we brought in green, which was really, really good for your bone and digestive. And so all the kids take apart the rainbow for every single part of your body and what is good for, and why are we giving you these fruits and why are we giving you these veggies?
My guest is Shane Jackson. She's a community nutrition instructor for MSU, Michigan State University Extension's Genesee County office. Shane, a little bit about the partnership in general. I mean, you're one piece of a team, but MSU Extension's commitment to the village.
So this started off last summer. I had someone that was employed here reach out to me from the work I was doing here inside the community. And so she said they really needed somebody who was actually doing nutrition youth programming. And she had heard so many amazing things about me that they just had to have me here. So in the mix of that, I actually signed on with a partnership here at Brome. But remembering what Jeff had told me about actually all of us under these three different umbrellas, for us to start working together as one, because we all are extension. So I started pulling in other individuals in this vision that I have for this building, because I know that with the lead, it actually affects your mood, because that's more frontal and it controls emotions. And I said, well, let me bring in somebody from social and emotional. If I bring in nutrition, if I'm going to do nutrition, we need physical activity. So I brought in two other individuals to actually share in this vision that I have for this place, and it just blossomed.
As you look forward down the trail, I mean, it sounds like Extension is here to stay. Genesee County just renewed a millage to support Extension programming. But Extension, to make it very clear, although you work here at the village, you do programming all over the city of Flint, right?
Yes, I am everywhere. I am usually Miss J. I am Shane J. I am Miss Jackson. They even sing a song when I walk into the classroom. I am in almost 10 other different schools, but I'm also in GVRC, which is Genesee County Detention Center. I am the first from the outside to enter in. I'm also at New Path, which is a program for returned citizens. So I use a lot of kinesthetic approaches with the guys in there, the techniques, so they can remember some of the things that I do, because they learn through touching, but they also learn through color. So that was one thing I learned about them that was very special. But majority of the schools here, from Southwestern to Hamady, which where my story originated from for my award, Genesee STEM has also set up a website that you can go to and see me do my thing on their website. I'm all over the place. So I am like, as they say, this, I am really the golden apple.
Well, if you're all over the place, that means MSU Extension is all over the city of Flint as well. Your story is an amazing one. The village here is just, the presentations earlier just blew us all away. But continued success. What are the next initiatives? You're so busy, but what's next on the agenda?
Oh, my goodness. Hopefully, I'll be looking more towards an educator position and give me more duties and more things that I can do with our youth here inside the city. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking to grow within this institution. I'm excited, because one thing about MSUE, what keeps us all here is the three Fs, and that's fun, family, and flexibility. And so all of us are here because we all are family, and we all love what we do, which make things fun. And then the flexibility, you always can make room for things that you want to do.
Well, on that very optimistic and invigorating note, it's been a pleasure talking with Shane Jackson, community nutrition instructor for MSU Extension in Genesee County, doing some wonderful things at the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. Shane, pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you so much.